Senator, well, I do think that you can blame the president because the Trump administration lost about 70 days in the coronavirus battle by downplaying the threat, stalling funds, not getting appropriate testing, no PPE, denying even that Americans were at risk. And Trump said, and I quote, "I take no responsibility at all." I don't know that that's real leadership. Do you agree with that, that he bears no responsibility as the president of the United States?
The View. Look, we don't want to sound too harsh about the ladies on The View, but you guys are a bunch of stupid bitches. Kim, I don't give a shit, man. He's stupid, man. Come on, man.
You can't say
everything
that.
Can't be the president's fault, man. I could just imagine what your damn audience look like. Y'all got a bunch of vegetables watching y'all.
A bunch of
damn carrots. Carrots and peas.
Man, I say a bunch of sheep. Y'all got a bunch of sheep. Y'all been on TV for years, man.
Yeah.
They just watching y'all show going, bah, bah.
Look, everything's not the president's fault.
Stop
y'all blaming everybody but the country who started this. Have you heard of fucking China? They created this
shit. Yeah.
And y'all talking about the president, not the testing. We need more testing. Look, it's a novel virus. Means it's brand new shit.
Yeah.
They didn't have a damn warehouse full of testing for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
They got to make the damn test.
Yes. Yeah, this is all new. How long do you think it takes for a new virus to come out?
Yeah.
Scientists got to get it like, all right. Here's some new shit we got. We got to figure this out. We got to make some tests. It takes time. Everything's not the president's fault. I bet you if your damn period lasted an extra day, you would blame the president for this shit.
Yeah, come on, get real. You trying to say the president has to be perfect?
Nobody,
perfect.
Yeah, nobody's perfect.
Look at seatbelts. They're supposed to save your life, but they don't save everybody's life. You trying to make this world be one big utopia. Everything has to be perfect.
Yeah.
This world is never going to be perfect.
Yeah.
No one human being can be perfect. And that's what you're holding our president to.
Yeah, that's why you do it.
You
put him up on a pedestal so you can break him, beat him down.
Yeah, just be honest. You don't like the president. You want Joe Biden to win. Just be honest.
Yeah.
You want the guy that doesn't know where he's at half the time to be the president.
Yeah, just admit it, y'all. Bunch of bigots.
Yeah, you're a bunch of bigots, man. And you know, till this day,
what?
They have not brought up what's really going on in China, man. First things first, they saying only 4,500 people died from that virus. A country with 1.3 billion people.
Yeah, like I said, if you want to blame somebody, blame China. When this virus started in that country, they should have shut that borders down.
Yeah.
They should have let nobody out. They should have asked for the world's help.
Yeah.
They should have alerted the entire world. But no, they didn't do anything.
All they did was...
English translation, they said, we got this shit. It's just a bunch of flu going on.
You know whose fault it is? China and the World Health Organization. And you cannot hold our president fault. You remember when all this shit started during President Trump's State of the Union? He actually brought up the Chinese virus at the end of his State of Union speech, and Pelosi ripped it up.
Yeah.
Don't y'all still remember? Y'all was impeaching the president while this virus was going on in China.
The Democrats.
And you want to hold the president accountable?
He's dealing with this whole sham of impeachment. He had to deal with that.
Yeah.
And run he's the leader of the free world. The Democrats wasn't saying anything about this stupid virus.
Yeah. I would say this. Even though the left is full of shit and they was impeaching the president and he couldn't stay focused on what was really going on, y'all not working as a team, I'm still not going to blame the Democrats. I'm not going to blame the Republicans either. The only people that fought for this is the Chinese. It's the Chinese.
Yeah,
they had fought for this. Stop blaming our president for it.
Yeah,
and I agree with the president. You should call it the Chinese virus because it started in China. Chinese.
And plus, y'all on The View, why ain't y'all talking? Y'all always talking about racism.
Yeah.
Why ain't y'all talking about China, what they doing to them damn Africans in that country?
They rounding them people up like they're cattle, man. Like they're not even human. And keeping them quarantined while everybody else can walk out and shop and converse with others and everything. And they have to stay home. These people got kids.
Hey, they got this sign up on the McDonald's. You got that? You got that?
Yeah, I got it, man.
Pull that up, man. This is crazy what they doing. First of all, I was trying to figure out why are Africans in China.
Yeah.
I'm like, you left one shithole country to go to a communist country? What the hell is y'all thinking?
Look, this is a sign what in front of the McDonald's? Look,
McDonald's, not McDonald's, ghetto ass.
Look. Now, foreigners are forbidden to enter the community, especially black people. Please, owners should contact black people as soon as possible and ask them to leave the community. Thank you for your cooperation.
Thank you for your cooperation.
They had the audacity to put thank you for your cooperation at the end.
Hey, View, y'all gonna talk about that?
Hey, celebrities, basketball players, y'all always praising China because of that Nike contract. When y'all gonna say anything how they treating Africans over there? No, you just wanna call that president a Nazi. Y'all don't need to take a look in the mirror. Yeah.
Trump is your president, if you like it or not. Keep the energy you had with Barack. Cause you know this Trump train don't stop. Tell Beto to please come try to take my Glock. You wanna impeach him? I guess that's what you do when you can't beat him. That need to dead that. And I'm coming through your hood in my red hat.